The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Shut up! That's all I've been thinking about for a week.
I will say, though, that's a move right there.
That is a move.
That's a move. Because you, after the, you win the gold. Win the gold,
well,
and
it was
then
bronze, first of all.
Oh, you only won the bronze?
Shut the
what
hell
a
up.
Fucking loser.
Are we in?
Tick tock.
Are we in?
Drop the clock.
We're in. Main feed. Hello, everyone.
Main feet. What up? It's me, Michael Blotstein. And this is Trevor Wallace. To the right, we are doing a podcast.
2.0.
What's 2.0?
You have a piece of hair. You kind of look Dames Franco-y.
Fuck.
Dames Franco-y?
No, it's James.
I combine the two.
That's okay.
You James
can do, you
and
can
Dave.
Do whatever you want. Isn't
Dames.
That funny?
Dames. Dame Franco.
Dame Franco.
Dame Franco.
Hey, you see those fucking dames over there?
I need your take on this.
Okay.
I need your take on this.
I'm going to give it to you.
I'm going to send a photo.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to send a photo.
I hope it's a nude from your mom. Sorry. Oh, that was
better.
Why did I say that?
Even better.
I shouldn't have said that.
My dad. a lot of things. I want to yell about the Winter Olympics.
Hate it. Too white.
Please.
Everyone laughs.
Absolutely. But I also want to send a photo, and I need to know who is in the wrong here. Okay. Jack, yep. I am airdropping. Hello? Airdrop.
I wish you could airdrop your own shit so you didn't have to get up off your desk.
Buddy, I say that about my bladder every day.
God.
There's nothing worse than waking up from having to pee.
I did this. Why? Excuse me,
starting.
I have to pee. Shut the
it's
fuck
starting.
Up.
That's when you know you're getting old.
Yep.
When it's 6 a.m. and you're like blind and you get your hand on the wall and you're peeing.
God.
And you don't even know if you're hitting the toilet seat.
Oh, you don't even care half
wet.
The time.
Okay, question for you. Question for you.
JSX.
Question for you.
JSX.
Yeah. Okay. This is a plane. This was like a 40-minute flight. Quick little, there's a plane out of Burbank that leaves called JSX, right?
Yep.
I'm sitting on the left. Right? I'm
yep.
sitting on the left.
Yep.
There's a man sitting on my right.
Okay.
I get to my seat.
Yep.
His bag is underneath the cushiony side. And for the people listening on audio, there's single seats on one side, single seats on the other side, but one side has like a cushiony armrest, like a square, right?
Yep.
It's like another chair used to be there. So I get to my seat. His bag is under the seat, right?
Okay.
His bag is under the cushiony part.
Where the cup holders are.
Yep, underneath, yeah, it's under
and
there.
And he's not seated on that side?
He's sitting to the left. Hold on.
Oh, I'm furious.
Furious. It gets, we're not even a centimeter into the puss yet.
Really?
And I just do a quick vibe check and I go, that's your bag, right? He goes, yeah. Start flying. He gets a drink. He puts a drink in the coaster right there.
Can I ask you a question? So again, for the people who listen on audio, there's like that.
There's two coasters.
There's cushiony thing. There's two cup holders. Mm-hmm. And there's a cup holder that's closer to him across the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cup holder that's closer to you next to you in your seat. Where did he put his cup?
He put his cup in the one that Jack's mouse is on. That one right there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. It's closer to him. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
All right.
He puts it there, right?
Okay.
He gets a snack, a bag of chips.
Okay.
Puts it also in there.
In the cup holder.
Puts it in the cup holder. Right? Puts in the cup holder.
After he drank the water? How did he put both in there?
Just like on the side.
On the side. Okay.
Stewardess takes both.
Yep.
He then gets a bag of olives, puts the olives in there.
Okay.
And he makes a comment to me. And at first I go like, in my head, I'm just like, dude, why are they putting all shit over on my side?
Yep.
And then he makes a comment about the olives. This one gets a little Michael Blaustein-y.
Oh,
this
God.
One gets a little sunglasses in the back of the Uber.
Oh, I love this.
This one gets a little Mikey B before the key toe.
Sis.
Back when Michael was an unhealed man.
Yeah.
And I look at him, I go, buddy, I don't want your trash. He goes, what? I go, you're putting all this trash over here. I don't want all this shit. And he goes, well, you think this is your fucking seat? He gets hot.
Whoa!
Quick.
Oh, hold on.
Quick. He goes, did you pay extra for this shit? I have all the parts. I can put all my shit over here too. This is a shared,
Whoa!
This is a community thing. But so I'm looking down the aisle. Nobody else is using that shit. Nobody's using that. And I go, yeah, but I don't want your shit. Just put it in the pocket.
In front of you.
Put it in the pocket.
Yeah.
I don't want all your shit over here.
So it's just trash. It's no drinks.
Correct.
Okay, the drink I'm okay with because there's no cup holder in front of him.
Yeah.
But he has a thing in front of him he can put his trash.
And he starts going, he says some shit. I had headphones in the whole time. And he goes, well, you have a tray and something about that. Like if I wanted space, I don't know his point with bringing in the tray. I'm like, just put it in the... Put it in the seat back. Like,
yeah.
I don't want all your trash over on my side.
Yeah.
He starts yelling that this is a shared, that everybody in the plane gets to use the middle thingy.
Yes.
But in my head,
okay,
it is more expensive to have the fucking, that chair on the left.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because I don't know the answer to this. Is it?
I don't know. This is something I quickly realized midway into the argument. I dropped it pretty quick. But he called me a fucking asshole. And here's the thing. All of this is okay. I don't know. But like, isn't that a little bizarre? A little bizarre?
You go, like, I dropped that part of the argument quick.
I mean, he made a good point. But he called me a fucking asshole. In my head.
Calling you a fucking asshole is insane.
Oh, yeah. Fuck this guy. In my head, if I'm him.
Yeah.
One, I'm not using that at all. And if I am, I'm going, hey, you mind if I put my cup here? Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Hey, you mind if I put my bag there? For sure. I walk in and his bag's already under the seat and he's throwing all the shit at me. And he's just putting it all in there. I'm like, get this out of here.
I don't even want
to think about your shit.
The bag underneath the thing is crazy because he has a seat in front of him. He can put the bag there.
Yes.
And if you're seated on your side, right in front of you is the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like everyone else does on planes, so, you put your shit underneath the thing that's in front of you.
Yes. That was my biggest beef, which sparked, because had he not done the bag thing, I probably wouldn't have cared about that. But I'm like, so there's two, so you get the seat over there with the two, because now there's two places to put your feet, directly ahead of you and then off to the left.
Yes.
Why couldn't I put my shit there? Why does he get to put his shit there? Is that way so we both have equal? Because then I put my backpack under my seat. So now I have 0 feet space and he gets all the feet space.
This is...
Hey, yeah. Yo!
This argument can be for the common folk too, who on a regular plane, if you have one aisle, one window, and the middle seat is open, and one
who
of those guys
it?
Puts
who,
it under the middle
who
seat.
Gets it?
I hate when
that's
they...
That's how it felt.
Yeah.
That's how it felt. But to me, it's just like, just a common courtesy. You mind if I put my bag there? Yeah. You mind if I put my, and I don't own the plane. And listen, the only reason I took this flight is because I needed to be somewhere by a certain time. And which, funny enough, I'll get into this after this. It's just right off the gate. He's like, nah, he'll be fine with it. Or it's like you get to your seat and they're already sitting in it. And they're like, well, my wife's right here. Fuck your entire family. Your wife is here? Okay. Well, your seat is not where your wife is.
You got to ask.
You gotta ask.
The backpack underneath that part, it's kind of, this is how I assess it. It's kind of like what Jack said.
And listen, none of this matters. I just think it's great podcast content.
Of course. This is how I feel about it. If someone puts their bag underneath that part, it's technically sort of like the middle seat. The guy got there first. He put a thing on. Okay, so now you get the full, the guy, he gets the full fucking leg out because he got on the plane first. Okay, fine. I'm fine with that. All right. If you put your cup on that side of where the cup holder is, fine, okay, fine, because you have liquid. But if you start putting everything on this
everything.
Side, meaning, so you don't have to deal with anything, now I'm cramped with all of you, with your yeah. bag, plus all this shit, at some point, you gotta relax, or you gotta be like, hey man, sorry, I don't have a cup holder, you mind if I put my stuff here?
He was a drink, chip bag, olives, in a bag on my side.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I think one of those, fine. Two of those, fine. Because it is a cup holder. Sure, I get that. But like, just throwing all your shit on that side, if you wanted that, then you should just pick that side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it is
no,
more
I'm,
expensive. It's like $10 more expensive, but who gives
is it?
A fuck?
Yeah. Do we know? Oh, yeah. It is.
But still, like.
This is a flawed design plane.
It's awfully designed.
It's meant to make people fight. It's yeah. so far from the other guy that it just
feels
awkward.
I don't even understand
awkward.
What that little bump is for.
It's an armrest. I mean, those used to be seats, I think, but I don't know why. Those used to be seats, but...
Isn't that funny? Because why wouldn't you just have seats there and have them
make more money?
Make more money. I don't know.
I don't know. Funny enough, I did miss my flight this morning. I was supposed to be in by 2 minutes. And there's like a burnt toast theory. Have you heard this?
Go ahead.
No matter what time you leave for the airport, you'll make your flight. That ain't true. I missed this bitch by 2 minutes. Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, Michael Blaustein will be yelling about feet where, I will tell you, February 19th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Tickets are very low. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio at the famous Taft Theater. Very excited for that. And then March 5th to the 7th, I'll be in Rochester, New York. Low tickets on that. March 11th, I'll be in frickin' Palm Desert. March 14th, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. March 26th to March 28th, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. And then April 9th, I'll be in Spokane. April 10th, I'll be in Seattle. April 11th, I'll be in Eugene. And I'm going to say some cities, Serious City, go get tickets. April 16th to the 18th, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio. May 8th, I'll be in Vancouver. May 9th, I'll be in Calgary. May 29th through May 30th, I'll be in Charlotte and then Denver. And then, guys, Boston, Boston, Boston. New date. It will be on sale on the 18th. So go get that before you cannot. BlogComedy.com, BlogComedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Trevor Wallace, I'm currently on tour right now. Tonight, I'm in Oklahoma City at the Criterion. That is February 18th. Tonight, tomorrow, I'll be in Kansas City at the Midland Theater. So excited for that. February 20th, I'll be in St. Louis. February 21st, I'll be in, wait for it. Memphis. And then I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, February 22nd. And a new date, guys. We just added San Diego. So excited. What a great club. February 27th, February 28th, 4 shows there. Small club. Pull up. March 5th, Cheyenne, Wyoming. March 6th, Denver, Colorado. March 7th, Colorado Springs. Special taping. March 13th and 14th. First two shows sold out. Added a Saturday late show in Phoenix, Arizona, filming the special. Final shows of the tour afterwards, Red Bank, New Jersey, March 19th, March 20th, Huntington, New York. And then we will also be in Boston, Massachusetts. Third show added, March 22nd, Boston, Massachusetts. And then this summer, Halifax, Canada, at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. I'm headlining a 3 p.m. show. Pull up, pull out, trevorwalls.com. Love you all. Goodbye. God bless. Jack's wife's pregnant. This next ad is brought to you by Acre Gold. Guys, Woo! You own physical gold. Most people don't. Acre Gold is changing that. Here's how it works. You pick a subscription that fits your budget, make small monthly payments, and once you've stacked enough, they ship beautifully designed 24-karat Swiss gold straight to your door. It's not a number on a screen. It's not in an app. It's yours. It's literally physical gold. Exit digital, own physical.
Yes.
Bars.
By the way, gold is up 70% year over 70. Year. And experts say it's not slowing down. That's crazy. We've tried it. It's legit. Okay, they've got subscribers stacking for 6 years because once you start, you don't want to stop. Plus, they've always running the free giveaways. Right now, you can win 2 5-gram ancient collection gold bars. Start your subscription and enter today at getacregold.com. That's getacregold.com.
Goddamn.
You missed JSX by 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay, if you've never taken JSX, there's essentially no security.
There's no rules.
There's no security.
It's connected to an airport, but it's like in an airport hangar, and they board with 10 minutes before you leave.
Yeah.
And there's a 10-minute window to board. So this was at like 9:50 to 9:55. I was like boarding or 9:45 to 9:55.
Yep.
I got there at 9:57. They're like, I'm sorry, we already printed the papers. Now it's like a flight regulation thing. It's not even like, oh, you're here. I saw the motherfuckers in the background still boarding.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm like, the plane is right there.
Oh, no.
2 minutes, right? 2 minutes. So that fucks everything. And then, so I can't get a later flight because I was supposed to go to Phoenix for a few hours, check out this venue, and then go to New York that night for this college show.
Yeah.
So then this flight misses it. So then I would miss my later. So I'd wait at the airport for 3 hours. And then I missed my New York flight that night. So I stay in Phoenix that night. So I get a hotel in Phoenix, called the hotel.
Yeah.
One of these fucking places. This podcast should just be called Travel Stories. I call the hotel in New York and be like, hey, I'm sorry. You know, the flight got, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Fucked, yeah.
So I can't make it. Is there any way we can just get charged for room tomorrow? They're like, no.
That's happened to me probably 20 times.
Some of these fucking places. It doesn't matter how, like, I mean, I don't know, like, how Marriott points work, but I think I have, like, the highest amount you can, like, the highest status. And I'm like, right. You'll give me 2 free water bottles. I know. Thank you. I'm a platinum fucking medallion Marriott member. Somebody sucked me. I'm literally not going to make it. Like, give your room out to somebody else.
But you book now this is Travel Stories. You book the hotel through Marriott?
Yeah.
They should have given your money back. You should have no problem, especially if you're...
Oh, buddy, I had to talk to like 5 different people.
But you didn't.
I didn't get the money back. And then when I was at the place, nobody ever wants to take the accountability. I mean, listen, the reality is it's my fault. 2 minutes ended up costing me hundreds of dollars. So I had to get a hotel here. Later in the day was more expensive. So I have to get that. So it was like by 2 minutes, I missed my flight. I was only in Phoenix for what I needed to be. I was supposed to be there from like 1 to 5. I was there from like 4:15 to 5. And then the flight was more expensive later in the day. I had to buy a hotel in Arizona. Had to eat an extra night at the hotel.
Yeah, eat dinner. Yeah.
And so I'm sitting at the airport for like these 3 hours because I missed my flight. So I missed my flight. I'm already annoyed. I have to wait for the next flight. It's 3 hours later. I was traveling with Allie, my assistant. She couldn't make it on that flight because there's only one seat left. So she's got to take a separate flight. And then this is when I get on this flight. And that's when fucking Cuxo Houlihan goes, hey, here's my bag and my trash. So I was already on.
You're already on 1,000. I'm already on
10. Had it been the first flight that I I missed.
Take
if it was that flight.
Orders. Who cares?
Oh my god! Put the trash in my mouth. Put your cock in the water. Yeah. Hopefully we get turbulence. I wouldn't have cared, but it was already just like such an annoying morning.
Yep.
Happens.
Yep.
And then this guy's just throwing his shit in my direction.
Yep.
I wound down pretty quickly, and I was gonna say sorry, but fuck him.
You can't call me an asshole and expect me to apologize.
Got pissed, man. He had like tinted blue clear frame glasses.
Take your fucking glasses off. What did he look like? Can I just say this?
A fucking jerk off.
Oh my God.
You ever talk to an old fashioned New Yorker? Oh, he just fucking jerk off.
Yeah.
He's probably a nice guy, but like.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know what this says about me, but like I'm way too introverted in my entire life to be like, let me reach across the aisle and put my trash down there. Just seemed insane. The bag and the trash.
Can't do both.
Hey.
Can't do both.
No. Because how do we know
Oscar
who gets
the grouch to you? Do I?
Dude, it was like I was laughing to myself the more shit he was putting outside. I was like, what is this? And I don't know if it's a shared space or not. The 2 cup holders probably confirm that. But the bag underneath, that's why you try to get that side. It's like why motherfuckers flock to the exit row.
I don't like when I try to put my stuff up. Like, so let's say I'm in whatever the fuck, seat 10 or fucking row 10 or whatever. And then I see up there that in front of my shit, There's no room. So someone like put their shit there,
oh,
right?
When there's non-suitcases up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
So what happens,
hey.
What I don't like is when I see like-
Take your seat stupid three. Fucking sunflower hat.
Yeah, when I see C3 and I go, oh, there's no one here. I've tried to put myself up there and then the guy behind me goes, that's mine. Is it? Because-
Wait, what do you mean?
So-
Three, like-
I'm at row 6 or whatever the fuck, right? And I look down.
Like, I'm in the cockpit.
Yeah.
You saw it at 10, 9, 6.
I look down, right? Not there. There's no room. I see it. There's people that shits all there, right? All right. So I get on late. So then I look to my right. Row three, no stuff.
Oh.
So then I go to put my stuff on three. Motherfucker behind me goes, that's mine. My question is it?
But he's already sitting down?
No. The guy that I'm putting row three, the guy that's, it is his seat, he's right standing behind me saying, no, don't put your stuff up there. That's mine. Because he hasn't put his stuff up there yet. And my question is it his? Because I don't think so. It's all for everybody.
No, because...
I
think that storage space should be labeled the same way seats are. Here's three A, B, C, okay. And then there's a slot for each one of those.
See,
and however you decide to put your stupid fucking, you know, Canadian goose jacket up there, that's your spot.
I agree.
But when these motherfuckers start taking up more real estate than they should, or when I see like a small, like laptop-y person fuck you.
You know what pisses me
off? Suitcases only.
You know what pisses me off? When you put your
women.
Fucking... Exactly. That's it. Good the podcast night. Is over. No, when I see... You know those desert hats?
Oh, buddy.
When you put the fucking desert hat up there?
The flight back from Louisville, all it is giant sun hats and guitars. You go to Nashville,
Nashville,
acoustic guitars are taking up four fucking rows. You're not Noah Kahan.
You're not.
Maybe they are.
I don't know. But yeah, I just want to get your take. I don't know who's, because technically I think it's universally used. I think it's universal. But what I think it should be is I think it should be like seats. Cause if I'm in row six, that's my shit. That's my little compartment I got. Cause it's right in front of my shit.
Well, it's grass. I mean, not grass always green. That doesn't work for here. But if you are in that position, if you're in three and then a six puts your shit in there, you're like, motherfucker, that's mine.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I think that it is, but it creates this domino effect. Because if someone puts their shit in front of my thing, then all of a sudden I don't got a cubby, I got to throw my shit in three.
Let me tell you where the domino effect starts.
Okay.
With row one. These motherfuckers, they can't put their backpack anywhere, so they put their suitcase and backpack in the front row.
Yes!
And then everybody gets fucked
in the ass.
Row 37's fucked.
Dude,
I was sitting next to a guy on a flight recently. He was watching a movie and he jumped. And I was like, this fucking pussy.
Yeah.
He got nervous.
Yeah.
Imagine this guy in the exit row.
I mean,
you're watching a Marvel movie. Shut up.
I think also this exit row thing, I mean, realistically shouldn't exist. It shouldn't exist.
I think every window should be an exit row.
Holy
shit.
Why
do we have to funnel out of one goddamn door?
Yeah, will you run out of doorknobs? Put doorknobs everywhere.
Everywhere. It's like getting in a car and there's one door.
Yeah.
The driver's side is like, this is the exit row, just so you know.
Yeah.
Put them everywhere.
This is what happens. When it hits the water, all the windows explode open and then you deal with it.
Convertible.
Yeah.
And we need a verbal yes if you're in the extra row.
Yeah.
Are you recording this?
Yep.
Because here's the thing. If I'm in the extra
row. They make me take my headphones off.
Yeah.
Fuck you. They're off.
But let's say it goes down.
What?
You live, but you're in the extra row.
Yep.
And everyone else died. They're like, well, you were the extra row guy. Like, you said yes to this. Like, no, I didn't.
Also,
where's the footage? Where's the plane?
Where's the black box? Yeah, this is Malaysia.
Mm.
All seats, no people.
What?
That's my new YouTube channel.
Holy shit. Listen, all that to say, everything was fine. It doesn't matter. Was I in the wrong? I don't know. I generally don't know.
I think there was
the drink, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But the bag under, it's just, he's just in certain dominance way too quick.
Yeah, all of it's too much. Just ask. Because one ask, everything's fine.
One ask and I'll
hey,
give a fuck.
Bro, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I... Dude, of course. Put your shit. You got nowhere to put your shit. Put your shit.
Because, sure. Did I need to say I don't need your trash, buddy? No. But
no.
I'm matching his energy.
Yeah.
Because what am I supposed to say? Like, it would have been more passive aggressive to be like, oh, I didn't know these were shared. That's so interesting. This is a shared seat?
Yeah.
I was fucked from the jump.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Can I say this? At my apartment complex, I have two parking spots, and my girlfriend obviously is in fucking Europe. Her car is at her parents' house, she's probably cheated on me in Detroit with her car. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. But I have one extra spot, okay? I drive it to my place a couple nights ago. There's someone in the spot. Now, let me tell you something. I don't need both. I have one car. I don't need both. But my immediate white dude fucking response is,
tell him.
Who the fuck? I know. I know. Immediately I go, who the fuck is it? But it's like, dude.
The amount of times I've illegally parked somewhere.
I know, but I don't need the spot. I just hated my first response was like, talk to this guy. Buddy, you don't need it. You don't need the two spots.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I was furious.
And everything was fine.
It's always fine.
Everything was fine. It was a 40-minute flight.
Oh, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
But you were a little amped up.
Very.
You had a tough morning.
Tough morning.
You should tell. Trevor
had
tell
a
him.
Tough morning.
Yeah, that's how I felt too when I said it. You had a tough morning. Listen, being an adult's just a funnel of shit. It's a funnel. Even if your shit is good, it's a funnel of pure shit.
Dude, I was so confident I was gonna make it, because the drive to Burbank is usually 30 minutes.
Burnt toast theory, man.
Burnt toast theory.
Yeah.
Can you see if that is a real thing?
Dude, I hope it's not.
I had such an awesome Uber driver taking me there. He's like, what time did your flight leave? I was like, honestly, I'm in like a little bit of a rush. And he goes, say less. And dude, he was whipping. He was driving fast as fuck. He was like, there was like a giant line to turn left at a light. And he like drives up to the front and cuts in.
Yes!
Dude, I tipped this guy like very handsomely. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to make this flight. Then I get there and they're like, yeah, you just missed it.
Well, here's a gun. So now what happens?
When you can see them boarding in the background, and the reality is it's at the end of the day, it's still my fault.
Yeah.
For them to be like, sorry, let me break the rules so this influencer fuck can get on this flight.
Yeah.
They were just doing their job. I wasn't mad at the people working there at all. I was like, oh, are you sure there's nothing right here? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I gave up that battle pretty quickly because I was like, okay, they're pretty set.
Right.
But the morning, I was like, we're driving, we're speeding, we're getting there, it's happening.
Dude, there's nothing better when you tell an Uber driver, I need to get there on time.
Step on it.
And yeah, I mean, when's the last time you got into a thing and said, step on it?
I mean, a week ago. Yeah. Literally Thursday.
But the word step on it,
step on it's hard, but I just was like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm like a little bit of a rush, but like, you know, maybe if there's like a little bit that we could do, that'd be awesome. And he was whipping.
Bro.
Almost like at one point was like,
slow down.
Yeah.
I don't need that bad.
He was whipping.
Yeah.
But I did.
Oh, you did. Yeah, yeah. You needed a more, actually. You needed 2 minutes more.
Do you throw in like, I'll tip you a little more?
God damn. This next ad is brought to you by Good Chop. They're a new sponsor, but Michael and I love them. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Good Chop delivers high quality American meat,
American,
and seafood straight to your door, vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness. Your freezer stays stocked, you cook when you want, and you never have to gamble on grocery store quality ever again. I love this stuff. I got a ribeye. I was enamored.
Oh!
Enamored by how
good. Did this meat make you freaking read more?
Buddy, I went into ketosis.
Oh!
I was locked in. I mean, they have quality, okay? Unlike many other companies, Good Chop sources its meat and seafood exclusively from American farms and fisheries. By choosing Good Chop, you support local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the U.S.
And you can customize your box from over 100 menu items, including USDA choice and prime steaks, 100% grass-fed beef, wild-caught seafood, organic chicken, responsibly raised pork, and so much more. So, ladies and gents, get on board, dude. Go to goodchop.com/stiffsocks and use code 50. Jesus Christ. That is really it? Okay. So, ladies and gents, go to goodchop.com/podcast and use our code 50socks to get $50 off plus free shipping on your first order. That's $50 off plus free shipping at goodchop.com/podcast and use code 50socks.
Goddamn. I think when we were getting closer, I was like, dude, thank you so much. Like, yeah. I'll definitely tip you on the app.
I throw out the money quick.
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting there. We're hustling. We're flowing. I tip the guy. Run. I'm in a flow state. We get there. Oh, yeah. Just closed 2 minutes ago. Right, but
I ran. I'm sweating.
But I just told a man to put all of our lives in danger here.
Yeah.
He's getting death threats on the 405. We're doing it.
I hit a golden doodle.
I hit a woman.
Let me in.
With a car.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you're a little close on the burnt toast theory. It's a mind shift that reframes daily minor inconveniences like burning toast, traffic, or spilled coffee as blessings in disguise.
Okay.
Listen, so what's a blessing?
How?
You know how?
I'm down $800. How?
You know how?
How?
Because I think in future, you're going to handle that situation differently.
No, or that plane would have gone down.
Oh, I was praying. The second the plane took off, I said, is there a building tall in Arizona?
No, they're all burnt down. It's so fucking hot there.
I am trying to be more on that side of things. So there was a part of me that was like, what is the lesson learned? What things could happen?
But then you ended up with a guy who puts trash on your side.
Yeah.
But that's God testing you.
Why?
The trash God.
Why the test? Why the test now? Why the test? You're sitting there in the airport for an extra 3 hours. You see the same employees over and over.
Who knows? But maybe that was that 3 hour time is you needed it. You needed it for yourself. You needed to, you know.
I needed those 3 hours to sleep. I was so sleep deprived.
Did you try to go to sleep?
At the airport?
Yeah. Oh, I'll be fucking sleeping at the airport.
Have you been? It's in a jet hangar.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah, JSX is nuts.
It was all my fault.
It's kind of sad that there's going to be a time when you can't even say step on it because there's going to be autonomous drivers.
I'm still going to do it.
Step on it. 97 in a wheelchair.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to throw a fucking AAA battery in the back of his head faster.
Well, technically, you could still tell Waymo that because they just had to reveal to Congress that their driverless cars are guided by remote workers in the Philippines.
Shut up.
Yeah. You're lying.
The Philippines? Shouldn't they get into more accidents? Nothing?
Explain the joke.
They're
it's kind of like an Amazon Fresh type thing or Amazon like checkout. Like there's somebody watching.
Yep. Or like those robots that deliver food.
Yeah, they're controlled.
So don't need all the spinny things on the car? Mm-mm. What was crazy the other day? I saw I can confirm what you're saying. There was a Waymo was behind a car, but there was no car on the right hand side waiting at a stoplight, and then it just maneuvered in the front. That seems like a very humanistic trait to be like, oh, let me get ahead of this car.
Yeah. Do we think this though? Do we think when
we don't think?
You're right.
We know. Podcast.
Just kiss. Do we think that in it? The people that are driving the cars, for lack of a better term, do you think they get alerted in situations like what Trev was just describing?
Yeah.
So they are driverless, but in situations where a situation where a decision needs to be made for like a human only needs to make a decision, it gets alerted and then the car goes?
Yes.
Okay. But these guys are making decisions
when they're not even there. He's just trying to go to his lunch break and he's like, U-turn. Yep. Turn right. Honk.
Oh, wow. Hold on, can you read like is that honestly what it is though, Jack?
I don't
know. This is so fascinating. I had no idea. It makes sense though, because think about this. It makes complete sense because if Waymos are getting into accidents, the brand is gone. Like it's gone. So it needs to have
now humans. They can just fire someone instead.
Oh fuck yeah!
So this says it revealed the company employs remote workers in the Philippines to assist its autonomous vehicles. The disclosure followed a series of federal safety investigations into Waymo vehicles, including an incident where a robotaxi struck a child in a school zone in 2025.
It was headed to Burbank Airport.
How do you tell a Waymo to step on it?
But yeah, that's what I said. You put an extra battery in the back of his head. There's no head. Fuck, I don't know. Head.
These remote drivers are based in the U.S. and abroad, including the Philippines, and provide guidance to help the vehicle navigate complex scenarios.
Oh. All right. I riffed the right choice.
We're just now asking this.
Yeah.
They've been around for like 4 years and we're like, well, is anybody controlling that?
Right. I've never been in one.
Pretty cool.
Really?
It's cool, but like after 3 seconds, you're like, back to Instagram. You know what I mean? You're in a car that's being driven by something or someone or no one. And I'm like, that's enough.
Yeah. I took a picture of someone that was driving a Waymo and I was like, this is what's happening. Get out. Stolen Valor, you shouldn't be here.
I saw of a guy driving one too.
Just whipping one. You can't be there. That's what robots do. I don't like it.
You can't outsource your driving. That's just crazy.
Well, what else are you gonna do?
Like have an American driver.
Well, that's what they did. They originally they used to have their main hub in Phoenix. And then they sent it all to the Philippines, and that's what they had to come clean about, was that it's like remote driving. Whenever the Waymo gets stuck at a light or something like that, somebody in the Philippines is taking over to help.
Wow.
That makes sense. Yeah, I was trying to find the bigger picture. I was trying to find the message. Who knows?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of message. I honestly, I know I was like joking around before, but I do think like the bigger message is you reacted in a certain way and you had remorse for that reaction. And I think that's growth. I think if you're given that interaction again, I think you'll like react
differently. Hijack the plane.
There you go. Or the opposite. Yeah.
I just want to know before we get into that. I just want to know, is that for everyone? Because I feel like nobody knows. Like if I asked the stewardess, she'd be like, yeah, I mean, maybe, but I don't really. I don't know.
I do think, this is my honest reaction, I do think the bag underneath is illegal. I think that he has a right to the cup holder. And I hate to say this, I do think he has a, if he's just using the cup holder, I think he can put his trash in the cup holder. I think he can.
Yeah.
But all of it combined, I'm furious. Too much. I'm furious.
Too much.
I'm furious. Too much. You got to ask me. That was my point. Oh, that was the point of me bringing up the fucking spot. Is I do not give a fuck. You can park a Tahoe in my extra spot. I don't need it. But just text me. Just be like, knock on my door. Hey, man, you know what? I don't care at all. You can literally use the spot. Not the whole time because I sometimes have guests. But like, you can use the spot that night. I have no problem.
Guests.
Yeah, like friends and shit.
How did they know that she was gone?
They didn't. Oh. That's my point.
So what happens in that situation? You have to like call someone?
Slash your tires.
If your girlfriend was like pulling up and there was a car there, what do you do?
I think that's happened one time before. There's like guest spots.
Oh.
But that's also a point. It's like parking in your fucking guest spot.
Yeah.
Goddamn. This podcast is sponsored from our friends, from our family, Blue Chew. Fellas, you already know what time it is. Dude, it's time to level up that cock, all right, at Blue Chew. And listen, Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt, gold-plated energy, all right? Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand, all right? This ain't your freaking grandpa's little blue pill, all right? This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. All right, we're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, Elon Musk, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up that arousal and connection in your brain and body. All right, Blue Chew Gold dissolves underneath your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. All right.
Elevation without hesitation.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
It's the Winter Olympics year round when you got the gold in your pocket by using Blue Chew Gold. Quicker, faster, harder. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now get out there and get that gold.
Goddamn. I'd like to get your take on this.
Yes.
This happened to me yesterday, and I got real nervous.
Uh-oh.
It's a good thing, but I got nervous about what to do. So I pulled up to this hotel with my family. We're going to get like dessert and coffee. It's like a nicer hotel. So I went there to eat maybe 3 weeks ago with my girlfriend and her friends. And when we pulled up to the valet, the gentleman was a fan, really nice. He was like, oh shit, blah, blah, blah. Asked for a picture, whatever. Really nice guy. Did the whole valet interaction. He was great. So last night I pulled up. The guy was there again. He's like, oh, two times in a month, man. What's up? Blah, blah, blah. He takes my keys. And I'm just saying like what's up to him and making sure my family's okay and they know where to go. That I just handed him the keys and I didn't get a ticket, but I wasn't thinking about it. So we finished the coffee and dessert. We come out and I reach in my pocket. I go, oh, I don't have a ticket. So I'm just like, all right, I guess I'm just going to wait in this valet line and tell whoever's working the front, I don't have a ticket. So I'm in line for like a minute and I hear my car getting pulled up. Same dude. And I'm like, oh, this guy's so nice. So I go, oh, dude, thank you so much. Great to see you. And then he hands my keys back. And then I immediately go, oh, I'm an idiot. Now I know what he did. He didn't give me a ticket because if he gives me a ticket, then I have to pay for the valet. So he just didn't give me a ticket. So I'm in that situation. I'm quickly thinking, I'm like, well, now what do I do? What do I do? Do I pay him as if he is the valet and the tip? Or do I give him a big tip, not pay for the valet plus tip? I had no idea what to do.
Yeah, I think it's like if you ever go to a restaurant and they comp your food, you just tip really fat.
Well, right, but I don't. But so what I did is I effectively just paid him as if he was the valet and still gave him a tip on like what I normally would tip him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Is that I had no idea what to do.
Philanthropic as fuck.
I had no idea what to do.
Mr. Beast style. I think that's the same thing. I think any tip would be appreciated. I think he went above and beyond. I think if you just toss him a 20 and you're like, hey, thanks for that, then he'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, because he, okay.
Because then he's pocketing all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking. It was just so nice and he kind of caught me off guard. And then I was like, oh, dude, I have no cash. You have Venmo. And as I'm Venmoing him, I'm like, I have no idea what to do in this situation. So, I mean, anyone? Are you so you're
the same thing you did, yeah.
Same thing. So you essentially pay him as if he was the valet plus a tip, you would have tipped him.
I probably
would have
just tipped him. I wouldn't have done because I think he's doing you a favor, be like, hey, don't tell my boss, but I'll hook it up.
Right. So just tip him extra.
Yeah, like a middle ground. Let's say valet is 20, you tip 10, like be like, here's 25. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Jack, what are you doing?
I think
same thing.
Anything, you're in the right. I think if you didn't tip him or give him any money, that's when you're fucked up.
I mean, wild.
But
yeah, I just was like, yeah, I don't know. It felt like a Seinfeld episode where I was like, I was in the car driving. I was driving like 5 miles an hour because I'm like trying to figure out what the fuck to do. And then I'm like, is he technically the valet or is he not the valet? Is he just a guy that I need to tip extra? Or if I don't tip him like-
Did he even work there?
I mean, honestly, I wish for this story he didn't.
You ever stay at a restaurant so long, the valet leaves and they just leave your key up front?
Can't do that.
No, but they do, but then you just don't have to pay for valet. They're like, hey, is this your key? Like, here you go. Where's my car? Oh, it's just out front.
You know what's great? What? You know what's great about AI? Robot stuff? No tip.
That's what you think.
Huh?
18% for your matcha.
But like those fucking little robots that deliver our food, I never like them, but if they, you don't have to tip them. Which is crazy because what's that thing when the robots take us over? Synchronicity? Yeah,
but, buddy, I've seen self-checkouts that have tip options.
Can't.
Hudson Can't. News. Hey, water bottle, would you like to tip? Some brands are just throwing it out there just to see if they can get away with it. I think car salesmen are pretty close from that, too. Hey, here's your new Miata.
Crazy.
What'd you think?
Dude,
I think each place is getting more and more closer to being like, can we tip? Oh, when Hudson News, the automated checkout had tip, I'm like, for fucking who?
It's weird.
The news.
Oh! I went into a fucking CVS. We've been bitching about CVS's for years. They got the CVS near, it doesn't fucking matter. The CVS I went to, all of the stuff that's behind the glass is now in a separate area.
What do you mean?
With doors that look like a cowboy time. So you have to go in through the door. It opens. You're already in the store. Am I making sense with these fucking doors?
Maybe.
You're already in the store. Then there's an area that has cowboy doors, like, you know, like metal cowboy doors.
Saloon doors.
Thank you. Yeah. Saloon doors, thank you. They open up.
God, if you have saloon doors at your house, you know you're about to fuck.
That or beads. If you open beads and you don't get pussy, you gotta get run over by Whammo.
what are you buying in the CVS?
Like, right then?
Yeah.
My brother.
Like, is it in the back or some shit?
No, my brother needed a contact solution. It's just like, let's imagine like all the lotions and the stuff that's usually locked up. It's in one area.
It's a separate room?
It's not a room, though. It's just imagine regular CVS.
Yeah.
And imagine trying to go left to go in the lotion aisle. But then there's metal doors that are just, you can't get in. Right? And then you get close to it, and it goes, and it opens up. Then you go, right? You grab your shit, and you try to exit the same saloon doors you went in. Uh-uh. Can't do it. You got to ring yourself up. I'm not fucking around here. You got to ring yourself up inside the little pen area like you're a puppy before you leave. And it won't open.
You have to ring yourself up, like ring somebody gets you or like scan pay?
Scan pay. You have to pay before you leave your little pen. Like you're literally a puppy. They pen you in.
Imagine there's an active shooter and you forget your credit card.
Let me tell you something.
That's probably the safest place to be, actually.
Let me tell you something. When I'm in a CVS, I hope there's an active shooter. I hate that place.
CVS is just turning into such a shithole.
Yeah.
Is it like that around the country?
Probably. I mean, if it's, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
But what's also funny is sometimes they're behind plastic, the plexiglass, mm-hmm. but it's like a gift card-esque cardboard that you bring up and it says like Razor on it. Then you bring that to the front.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why do I need to, what the fuck is a piece of paper behind the plexiglass for?
Don't they, they used to
steal this shit?
They used to do, oh, fuck, and it's coming insane.
Yeah, it's like a piece of paper that's behind plexiglass, yeah. and then you bring that to the front.
That's crazy.
Also, CVS looks like they're never restocked. All the shit behind the counter, it's like it's literally like they're just shipping straight to Santa. It's there's so much shit behind the aisle. Like this, who's the CEO of CVS?
I don't let's know. Find Berenstein Bear, probably.
Yeah, let's find him on LinkedIn. And say, what the fuck are you doing? Fuck him. We're getting microplastics. There's some shopping there. I have to hit a button for anything. Gummy bears, Haribos.
Hold on, are you being serious?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna flip out.
But it is. It's just.
Also, just let me steal it. Just let me steal it.
Yeah.
Let me steal this. Let me steal it. I when I was going through those doors, I was like, oh, I have to yell about this. I felt like a gerbil. You're turning me into an animal, and then I try to go, and they go, have to sign out. Oh, interesting. So, well, I have a machine gun. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
They started doing that at the grocery store by my house. But
oh,
they,
fuck you, really?
Yeah, they're locking up like all of the deodorant, all of like...
Deodorant's been first to go. But I'm like, dude, let the homeless smell all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then like everybody complained so much that I guess they broke out the windows now. So now...
Funny.
They, like, the cases are still there.
Yep.
But they're just like open. Like, you can just grab it. Because people were just like, oh yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
Like, I mean, I get it. But also like these employees have to do stingers. These guys used to just be playing... Stingers. I mean, these guys used to have to just play Fruit Ninja on the phone, and now they're literally the run to the back, just scanning somebody up. We need somebody, and then they're just pacing back and forth.
Getting their steps in, Daddy.
Getting their steps in. But CVS employees are like, I signed up for this to be a stoner.
Yeah.
Now I'm running off my high with 4 mascara purchases.
Why does that happen? Why when you get high and you work out, the highness goes away?
Does it?
Yeah.
Sweat?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe your body needs to be focused or some shit. I don't know. But I remember we used to get high before going to the gym. And when I was done the gym, you know, I'd fucking be stone sober. What the fuck that is?
Hmm.
But dude, lifting when you're high is fun as shit.
Really?
Yeah.
We would lift when we were drunk.
I feel like I'd drop something. I guess you'd drop something.
Yeah, but
high,
you have that like confidence. The same confidence you have to walk up to an absolute 10. You're like, fuck it. Put another plate on.
What? I mean, we talk about this
it's
all the time.
Stairmaster.
But it is a layer. Like, you just have three. You have no drinks. You're like, I can't walk up that 10. You have 2 drinks, and Jack Daniels is like, you got it.
But she'll walk up to you.
But you don't got it because you look the same. You look the exact same.
Mm.
Nothing changes. You probably look worse. Your fucking cheeks are all red.
Sweating.
Oh,
yelling.
Dude, my buddies should be so. They would sweat at the bar. You're not dancing. We're sitting. We're standing.
Yeah.
There's air conditioning.
That guy's only
here.
Bringing the team down.
Yeah, but he's usually fun.
Ah.
The guy standing, sweating, usually a fun guy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of what the fuck is going on, can we see what's going on with the Winter Olympics? So I flipped on the Winter Olympics after watching the Super Bowl, and there was a sport, which I posted on TikTok, and people are yelling at me about it. Biathlon. So they're shooting guns and then skiing away. They're skeet shooting. It's drive-by shooting on skis.
This is drop by. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I posted about it. Everyone's like, LOL, Americans don't know about this. You tell me they're shooting guns in the Winter Olympics and nobody's watching?
This is insane.
Look at this shit. Bro, so they're just popping off. Sniper. And then they... No reaction from her. Crazy.
Dude,
hasn't blinked once. Not a real human. And then just hops on the skis and goes and packed crowd. And then just back to the races. What if you trip?
You lose. I mean, this, dude,
you lose your head.
Humming.
But I'm saying, like, when did this become a thing? And how does the whole world? This seems American as fuck. You know, when 4th of July people drive trucks off the one place in Alaska.
Yes.
And everybody watches it. How are people not watching people glock down snowmen? And and nobody's watching. Like, I posted this, like, being like, "What the fuck are the Winter Olympics?" And they're like, "Oh, how do Americans not know about biathlons?" When were they going to say that there was guns in the Winter Olympics? And why don't the Summer Olympics have guns?
I think
skateboarding?
They definitely do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the girl who had that crazy eye thing with the shooting?
And the old guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this biathlon thing, this guy who got bronze, Norway's Sturla Holm, he won bronze, and during his interview after, he explained how he cheated on his girlfriend.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So his explanation, I can read it to you because it's all in Norwegian or whatever they speak, but the interview
crazy
said,
stray.
Your Olympic bronze medal, how do you feel? And he says, it's huge. It's my first Olympic medal. I want to thank everyone who has helped me along the way. The Waxers for a great day of skiing. My whole family for supporting me. And there's someone I want to share this with who may not be watching today. 6 months ago, I met the love of my life. The most beautiful, wonderful person in the world. And 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Shut up!
That's all I've been thinking about for a week. And it's been the worst week of my life.
But he just won.
So I had a gold medal in life. I'm sure there are many people out there who see me in a different light. But I only have eyes for her.
Well, no, you don't, because you cheated. So yeah. you have eyes for a lot of people.
The reporter's like, yeah, just talk about your sport. cool, man. Way to make this a Mari episode.
I will say, though, that's a move right there.
That is a move.
That's a move. Because you after the you win the gold. The win the gold.
Well,
and
it was
then,
bronze, first of all.
Oh, you only won the bronze? What a fucking loser.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Shopify. Right? Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like
Skims, Allbirds, Alo. Everybody uses it.
And Heinz.
The biggest of the big.
Buddy.
Heinz ketchup?
Yes.
Hey.
So get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand's style. I always say this, and I'll say it freaking again, dude. We would be lost up a creek with no paddle with not using Shopify, okay? We do freaking merch, all right? And they have an incredible, you get reports, all right? You get everything.
All one user dashboard, yes. And it's so simple. What I love, they also help you with the they have an AI tool that can help you with product titles and descriptions of what you have.
Dude.
So you don't have to be in there and be like, the meticulous mandula oblongata. Like, they got you. They got you covered. It's literally the only platform you should be using if you're trying to run a business, whether it's from your first sale to your 1 millionth sale.
Yeah.
Shopify is there for you.
And did we mention the iconic purple Shop Pay button that used by millions of businesses around the world? Okay, that's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the freaking planet, okay? It also helps boost
conversions,
exactly! Meaning less carts go abandoned and more sales for you.
So, it's time to turn those what-ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. That is shopify.com/socks.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Goddamn. What a loser. You
he
can't.
He said he lost the gold. He probably got bronze on purpose. Like, I lost the gold. The gold. Who is my wife?
I will say the only way that his girl is going to get back with him if he won the gold. The bronze. You obviously didn't give a fuck about me. or, buddy, that's the excuse. I would have got gold, but I was thinking about how I cheated and I couldn't focus
on getting
the gold.
That's what I'm saying. Is like in his speech, he goes, I lost the gold.
Mm.
Who's the love of my life?
Also, this isn't a great look. This picture of him hugging another girl, crying.
She's in it.
I mean,
she's in it.
Her eyes are closed.
He is posing that regret in this photo.
Where is he? Where's his fingers? Oh.
What does that say below? Who's hugging her?
Norway's Ingrid Landmark.
Oof. Landmark.
Also, wait. So he met a girl 6 months ago and then cheated on her 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Both these relationships are too soon to be talking about on national television.
100%.
Yeah.
Six months ago. 3 months ago.
Also, you couldn't.
Buddy.
I would like to say this. You were with someone for 6 months and you couldn't not cheat for 6 months? This guy's a fucking loser. What did he do? Skiing?
He said, I hope committing social suicide might show how much I love her.
Take out social.
I'm taking the consequences for what I've done. I regret it with all my life.
What sport did he play?
Biathlon.
Oh.
The gun?
The gun.
He said suicide and he has a gun?
Yeah. And the reporter's like, all right, well, thank you so much for joining us. He just said he had a gun.
I have more to say.
Like, is this, am I dumb? Don't answer that. But the fact that nobody's talking about this shit was more exciting than the Super Bowl. Bowl, kick, one touchdown.
Yeah, oh, it was really exciting. I was watching Lindsay. I guess that's not exciting.
Who?
That's not exciting.
Lindsay Vaughn. Did you see her crash? Oof.
No.
But that sport is crazy.
I didn't see it, man. I just feel so bad. Like the entire American Olympics, she was the face of the entire thing.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, dude. So Lindsay Vaughn's like very, very, very like iconic skier. And she retired and she came back. She's 41. She came back. And the entire Olympics is like, she's going to crush it. She's going to blah, blah, blah. And then she, in practice, jacked. Am I fucking this up? In like practice, she destroyed her ACL or MCL, like destroyed it. And then she got airlifted out because she crashed. She got airlifted out. MCL, ACL, whatever, destroyed. And then I don't know what happened, but she was like, I'm going to, in the actual Olympics, I'm still going to try. And then she crashed again, airlifted again. And then in her speech, she was like, I cheated on my boyfriend. No. is this the actual one?
Yeah.
Dude, trying to ski.
Stop!
Dude, trying to ski with a hurt knee is insanity.
Yeah, torn ACL she had. And then she broke her tibia. But this sport is really fun to watch. They go like 80 miles per hour down the hill.
I know. Dude, the absolute ovaries on this woman is crazy. To fucking ski after you broke your MCL or whatever.
The ovaries on this woman?
Yeah.
God damn.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty... I mean, she got shot up.
I mean,
up
you're going
old...
for the Olympics. If you're going to make a comeback, she's like, I got to do this thing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she got shot up with all of the stuff.
I just still can't believe they're shooting guns and skiing. And it's not the number one thing that everybody's talking about.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
It's boring as fuck.
Wait, this guy did a backflip?
On purpose?
Backflip ice skating, first ever.
Nah, I've seen backflips. What the hell are you doing? It's not first ever.
This is like the most highest scoring thing.
Holy
Suck
shit.
Me. What's up now,
he landed
Benson
on
Boone?
1 foot.
That's like, that made history.
I was watching some of this the other night of the women doing it. I mean, that shit's crazy. Japan creamed America, rightfully so.
Do you guys know how to like curling works? I'm trying to figure out.
I don't care. It looks
it's
dumb
like
as
shuffleboard,
shit.
But they just fuck with the ice in front of it to see if they can speed it up or slow it down.
Yeah, it looks
motherfucker
really cool,
still bobsledding. Go down.
Oh, bobsledding's so fun.
What is that?
That's front bobsledding.
Put the winter Olympics on and nobody gives a fuck.
No,
isn't that crazy?
They're cool.
And everyone's like Star Search on Netflix.
I mean, I don't. I think there's certain like yeah. Play some of this. It is. Oh yeah, here we go. Jamaican bobsled team. It's on the movie. Four runnings. Oh shit! Did he get in?
It is a silly sport when.
Which is one. That guy's lonely.
Damn, left
shit.
The homies behind. The people skiing down. No,
it's not even. No, that's America.
Oh no. It's crazy that people are winning medals for the U.S. right now. They're gonna come home, and everyone's like, "Okay, so what did you want from Jamba Juice?"
Yeah, 100%. Are you on the basketball team? So
if
no.
If you could win any, if you could win any award, what would it be?
Like in general,
anything. You, Michael Blaustein.
Oh my God, my brain is dead. I would like to win, what's the comedy award? The Tom Sawyer Award? What's it called?
Jack Russell Award?
Yeah, what's it called?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, thank you. I was not far off with Tom Sawyer. Yeah, the Mark Twain Award. That's like legacy, that's like iconic for comics.
Okay, Jack just Googled biggest penis award.
Who does talking about, dude?
I mean, imagine having the
it's
biggest.
It's called Avians, you fucking idiot.
This is the guy with the biggest hog in America?
The fact that we haven't never Googled
An
this
author,
is
wait, go up. He's 5'9". His dick is bigger than him.
How big is his peepee?
13.5 inches.
Honestly, no homo pulled up.
Like all the homo, please pulled up. I hope it's in HD. Zoom in.
Small.
John Falco, the man with the biggest dick in the world, is a very interesting dude.
An interview? We don't want to hear you talk.
Also, I don't want to see it flaccid. Make it hard.
How did he get this?
You ever stumble upon a gay porn, just let it run for a second? All right. Guys, what about the Winter Olympics?
So quiet. It is funny that he's like kind of fat now because, you know.
Is he?
What do you mean he's kind of fat now? Is that the same guy that we saw?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
But why? He's like, there's no way that a guy in Trinidad doesn't have a bigger dick than him. There's no way.
Yeah, have they
there's
heard of
no.
Dread?
I'm gonna say this again. There's no way.
That guy is probably
13.5 inches erect.
God, dude, my confidence would be crazy. Yeah, walk up to a bar. Hey, do you want to buy me a drink?
Look,
buy us a drink. Who? Me and him.
Look at the end of my jeans, just creeping out. I mean, this is the bullshit part of it.
Whatever.
If this doesn't get hard soon, I'm gonna be furious.
he can't wear like basketball shorts.
Yeah, no, I mean, dude,
definitely not.
He can't
do wear
anything.
Basketball jorts.
That's him?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I don't want to be here. I want to be here. How do we get
it's
there?
It's funny we went there to her with her legs like that.
How do we get to?
That just shows that everything is connected.
Yeah. Awards.
But how? Awards. Yeah. Oh, you typed in the biggest thing.
Winter Olympics.
Hey, what's the award you want to win?
Oh, the text. Heisman.
You want to win the Heisman Award?
Yeah, because you're just swimming in cootie in college, and then you're probably going to go to the NFL.
Yeah, there's so much pressure on that, though. It's cool. Go to the NFL, in and out in three years.
It's a perfect.
Biggest wash.
Yeah.
Then you get opiates and live underneath a bridge.
But those 3 years.
Yeah, but if you're not doing well, like Johnny Manziel style, like if you go in there, there's so much pressure and you just don't perform.
Can you have a list of like the last 10 Heisman? I just want to see who.
There's some busts. Still balling.
Of course. It's a lot of pressure.
Who the fuck is Heisman?
Travis Hunter, Jaden Williams, Daniels, Caleb Williams,
great,
Bryce
great.
Young, Devontae Good. Smith.
Hold on, slow down, please. Let's do this. So Travis Hunter, you know what? Did he? I don't remember him in this league. Did he do well? Or sorry, right. This year he did well.
Right.
Okay, and he was playing
their
wide
team,
receiver. Was he playing wide receiver or cornerback?
Both.
Or both?
Yeah,
both.
No, I know, but I'm saying in the NFL,
both.
He was playing both.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Christ, Jaden Daniels, obviously great, but he keeps fucking getting injured.
Well, who do you play for?
Commanders.
Commanders, baby.
Oh, you're right.
Caleb Williams, he was like on and off, but he's doing well.
He had
now.
A great last year.
Yeah, Bryce Young, I don't know.
Doing better.
Where's he at?
The Carolina
Bills? Or not the Bills? Panthers. Okay. Devontae Smith.
Very good.
Really?
Yeah. Eagles.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, right. So Joe Burrow, he's doing great. Kyler Murray, he's doing good.
Eh.
Really? Baker Mayfield.
Is he on the Cardinals?
Yeah. Not anymore, but he's about to not be.
Baker Mayfield had some downs. Now he's back up.
Great.
Lamar Jackson.
Derrick Henry. Great.
Derrick Henry up. All right. So.
For the most part.
So what do we get? How many? Actually, no bust, huh?
No.
Not really.
No bust. They thought Baker Mayfield was going to be a bust, and he came out that bitch.
Damn. But now they have this new sport. It's a combat sport where two heavyweights just sprint full speed into each other.
Oh, let's watch this for sure. It's like this is gladiators.
Yeah, what was that? What's that thing with the knights
MMA,
jousting?
It's called CTE. What?
Yeah, jousting.
What's
this shit in football practice where you have to do this against each other?
It's called the Alabama drill,
isn't it? This is just human jousting.
Fuck!
This is great.
Dude, this is slapping, but just full
bodies.
Yeah, this
is power slap, but
this is great.
Oh, it's not great, dude. Oh, my God. These motherfuckers' heads are blown.
Are they hitting each other head on or shoulders?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Damn.
Look at this. That is
Michael, we should do this.
No, we should not. I would forget how to talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you get first place and you have to speak in a microphone. It's ruling.
Yeah. What's your name? Orange, just fall down.
This feel is this very Samoan? Where is this?
This is like Epstein's backyard.
Oh my God!
Run Nation, let's look into it.
So crazy.
Yeah, where does this happen?
I don't know. We're running out of shit. We're like running out of
Australia.
Shit.
That makes
that
sense.
That makes Good. Sense. Just a bunch of guys who played rugby.
I like that.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Let's do a sock talk, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. This sock talk is from Jason. He says. Fuck, marry, kill. A baked potato, mashed potato, french fries.
I'm Oof. Fucking a baked potato because it's going to be the closest to pussy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good. Yeah. And then I'm going to marry french fries and I'm going to kill mashed potatoes.
This is the first time we've ever agreed.
No.
Wow.
First time we ever agreed.
Yep.
A baked potato. Listen, I like mashed potatoes more, but like it's not, it's a good side, but a baked potato, you could load that. I don't even know if I like baked potatoes.
I literally thought we were talking about actually fucking a baked potato. That's why I said that.
If I'm gonna fuck even a if baked you're potato, just eating it, you know, now you got the sour cream on it. I think that would be, I love a good French fry. Mashed potatoes, I would say, are more, I don't know, are more consistent than French fries.
I'm out on mashed potatoes. It's fine.
It is fine.
But I will say you can fuck up a baked potato, like real bad.
Mashed potatoes go the best with most meats. But like if you got a burger and mashed potatoes, that's insane.
Insane.
But burger and fries, great. Burger and baked potato even up there. Jack, what are you doing?
I think I'm going marry the potato. Because you can just do any, or baked potato, because you can do anything with it.
That's how you vision marriage. You can do anything you want.
Yeah, because technically you could just mash that shit up.
What?
That's illegal.
It is
the baked potato.
Yeah.
I do that shit all the time.
Technically, you can cut it and make fucking fries with it. I mean,
come on. No, you can't really make fries. That's why I'm fucking the fries, and then killing the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough on the dick.
I'm not joking. I honestly thought you meant like having sex with it when you said fuck, like.
Yeah.
Because you could, like, I mean, literally the baked potato, you can make it feel like a pussy.
They have baked potatoes in jail, that's everyone's favorite night.
Are you kidding me? It's fucking Brian's ass. It's called a baked potato. Dude, speaking of baked potato, I'm going tonight. dude, French fries are, well, I can't do any of that, you guys.
I love
keto.
French fries, though.
French fries are kind of overrated in what? General.
Say that into the mic again so Take America can sue you.
I agree. Oh, I agree.
I will say when fries suck, they really suck.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Quince. Listen up. A well-built wardrobe is about pieces that work together and hold up over time. That's what Quince does best. Premium materials, thoughtful designs, and everyday staples that feel easy to wear and easy to rely on, even as the weather shifts. Gosh darn it. I got some Quince over the holidays as a gift, and I love that I can wear it casual, at home, leisure, loungy. I can wear it on stage. I can wear it on date night. I can literally wear it on a flight. They have something for everything. It's timeless. It's comfortable. It's classic. It's Quince. God dang it.
God dang it, dude.
God dang it.
I used Quince for my brother for Christmas.
And that ain't a coincidence.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And I got him these green pants, and he literally wears them every day. He's visiting me right now in LA, and he's wearing the pants right now. He loves them. I think he wears them to the gym. He loves them so much, dude. Everything is built to hold up. You know, the daily wear, all right? It still looks good season after freaking season. So refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns now available in Canada too. That is quince.com/stiffsocks. Free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn.
I will say, out of the consistency of these three, a baked potato can be the least consistent. You can really, really, really fuck up a baked potato.
What are your guys' favorite like fries? There's like
truffle fries.
Okay.
At Tower Bar.
Boo.
Fuck. What?
Truffle fries fucking suck.
Damn. Can you speak into my good ear? I thought, what?
Good ear? The blimp?
Know, the blimp, maybe.
I don't know, man. They're too powerful. Every bite, you go, oh, great. I can't wait to not get pussy tonight.
So, dude, after a truffle fry, I don't give a shit about pussy for at least 2 days.
I just like a plain fry with some ketchup. Or some fries.
I've never heard of a dumber thought in my life.
Oh, dude. I love to sauce it up. And you can't really sauce truffle fries. You can.
Oh, you can sauce them. You put them in mayonnaise, baby.
What about curly fries?
Love curly fries and ranch. Curly fries and ranch are good. Some crinkle bitches. You know, I've never had Raising Cane's. That's a lie.
Me neither.
It's been like 10 years, though.
I had a bite of Arlo's Raising Cane's, but that's it. That's my first.
Sauce good?
Excuse me?
Sauce good?
I don't think I tried it. Dude, you know what's insane about Raising Cane's? Did you guys know this? On fucking Sunset, you know the Chick-fil-A on Sunset? Do you guys know this? They opened a Raising Cane's across the street.
Damn. It's a war.
That's awesome. I saw it and I was like, this is fucking great.
It's LA, baby. Gang violence.
Let's go. Crips. Cane's. What?
Crips and Cane's.
Cane's versus Jesus.
Wow.
Cane's. Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, they're both from the Bible. Cain and Abel, Raising Cane's, Chick-fil-A's Jesus, they're in the same book, and they sell chicken. Is anything real?
No.
No.
All right. Secret Sock. This one says, Trevor.
Talking. No, I'm joking.
Trevor said that he was mind blown that Rosa Parks saw 9/11. This is, they sent in a thing that says timelines that feel fake but are actually real.
Ooh. So excited.
France was still using the guillotine when Star Wars premiered.
I mean,
that's so funny.
That's so,
I mean,
French.
That's bad, but like the heads rolling around with the little twirls.
Oh, yeah.
Leno!
Put the meat on a baguette, dude. I would get guillotines. I think that's fire. If I'm going to pick one, I'm getting a guillotine.
What's worse, getting your head chopped off or your other head chopped off on a guillotine? Like, you can live, but we cut your dick off, or you're just dead.
Head. My just kill me. Uh-huh. If you have no cock, like, what's the reason to live?
You have no cock right now.
Yeah, but at least I have one. I know I have a future cock.
It's on layaway.
Exactly.
Your dick is hibernating right now.
Yeah. It's the CVS behind the glass.
Wow.
Yeah.
This says George Washington died before dinosaurs were officially discovered.
What?
I don't understand. So hold on. So this is
so George Washington didn't know what a dinosaur was?
No.
Hold on.
No. So he was watching Jurassic Park being like, what is this shit?
Hold on. So this motherfucker was literally walking around just on the Delaware River like an idiot being like, I'm going to get the British. You don't know what a triceratops is, you fucking wooden teeth bitch. What an idiot. Dude, nobody knew what dinosaurs were until when?
I think it's like 18 something.
Oh my God. Wow.
They were discovered in the 1820s, so he was long gone.
What the hell?
That's so crazy.
Adam and Eve didn't even know about him.
Mm-mm. Hold on. Hold on.
What are some other ones?
Let's see.
That's crazy.
Cleopatra lived closer to the iPhone than the pyramids.
I don't even understand.
Is she the one with the snakes on her head?
How about Nintendo is the same age as the Eiffel Tower?
What?
When was the Eiffel Tower founded? So, hold on. What? So Nintendo was built when the Eiffel Tower was built?
Older.
No, it said the same age. Mm. So you're trying to tell me right now that the Eiffel Tower...
The Eiffel Tower can't even play any games.
That's just new.
Zero.
Nintendo was founded on September 23rd, 1889.
Nintendo?
18?
Hold on.
They didn't have TVs yet.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
You ever play this game? On what?
The company was established to produce and market handmade playing cards.
Nintendo?
They didn't transition into video games until the 70s. So they were a company.
Okay. They were making Magic the Gathering, and then they went to fucking Mario and Luigi?
Mm-hmm. God, how happy are they made that switch?
Holy shit. There was one guy that's like, video games is the future, and then other guy was like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up and go fish. Whammo.
And last one, Oxford was already teaching philosophy while the Aztecs were still building the pyramids.
That one still blows my mind. I don't know anything.
Still, you knew that?
No. But saying like that's, you said it, and I'm like, I don't know either of those. Oxford, the dictionary,
the college.
All right, how about this one? We reached the moon just 66 years.
No, we
after
didn't. Next one.
The first airplane flight. That's a good point.
Sorry, go ahead one more time.
That checks out.
66 years after the first airplane, we reached the moon.
I mean, that's actually fucking crazy. The Wright brothers in North Carolina were like, we'll mimic birds. And then 66 years later, we're on the moon. That's crazy.
66 years of technology towards that. I feel like that makes sense.
Damn, dude. I guess, man.
Actually, why don't we go to the moon more often?
Well, because we didn't go the first time, man.
Do you stand on that?
I stand on it.
Like, gun to your head. Like, I believe that. I don't know why there'd be a gun to your head, but...
I mean,
but you really do not think
if someone had a gun in my head and was like, you have to make the right answer, like blue wire, green wire type thing, green wire, blue wire, red wire,
lime wire.
That's a place. Dude, I don't think it happened. I really don't.
Why don't we go there more often? You think Carnival Cruise would set something up?
Oh, yeah. Six Flags?
The Impractical Jokers live
Six
at flag? Sea?
There's already a flag up there. They only had to bring five.
Hey. would you? But somebody.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Get Katy Perry on the phone.
Like, Jack, please be reading about why it's not real.
Why what?
What do you mean, why what?
The flag wasn't moving in the wind?
But all, like, can you just Google, like.
That'd be terrifying. You jump out of a spaceship and you're floating. I know. Oh, guys, no, I just wanted to touch it and go back.
And then just goodbye.
Oh, I saw a new one about the moon landing was that the lunar module thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't have, like, there's no place to put the gas. They would have had to have like a tank full of gas to get the moon off.
With AI, you could fake this shit in 4 seconds.
Apparently, they're going back to the moon in like 5 years.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is what I just asked. What is their goal though?
There's something about the moon landing where like you have to get through a certain like massive radiation belt. That they can't even get through it now. They have no idea how to get through it now, but in 1966, whatever the fuck, they knew how to get through it. None of it tracks.
It's like a Krabby Patty formula. Why aren't they sharing it?
So pretty much they Musk kind of lied and said that they were going to go to Mars, and now he aims for the moon instead. So now we're just going to settle on the moon.
Send him.
He's also building a million robots or something.
Oh, yeah. I brought that up last time. He needs to build a million robots, and by the end of like 2030 or some shit, and he becomes a trillionaire.
So NASA admits that we can only go past the low Earth orbit.
Yeah, they can't get to the fucking radiation belt, yet they went to the moon.
This is the same website that's promoting heat of rivalry. can we trust this?
No, listen, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's 2026. They're gonna put one thing on the moon, one restaurant, one establishment. What's it gonna be?
Applebee's.
Think?
I mean, I don't know. Is it going to be food?
It's got to be.
Walmart.
I mean, honestly, an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. That would be the first thing. But, like, if there's nothing on the moon, no minerals that we need from the moon, we're never going to go there. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. If there was oil on the moon, we would have had been on that bitch. We would have had been on that bitch. But there's nothing for us up there that we know about.
Let's go to the sun.
Oh, well, hold on. The sun's a star, guys. A massive fucking star that heats our entire planet. And when the star explodes, we all die. And I'm worried about YouTube shorts. What the fuck am I talking about? I should just do ayahuasca in the middle of Brazil and fist myself with that guy's 13.5-inch cock.
I'd do it.
Do what?
Fist myself in Brazil of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Let's just go. Let's go to Amsterdam again. That was the best trip of my life.
It's the worst trip I've ever been.
I don't know, but let's go again.
Oh, if the sun exploded, it would not hurt because humanity would perish instantly without feeling anything. That's the way to go.
That is the way to go.
I'm going to wait for that day.
The sun commits suicide? But wouldn't it not reach us for like 7 hours or something?
I think it's...
7 minutes?
Yeah, 7 minutes, I believe, yeah.
Dude, can you imagine that? Just scrolling on fucking Facebook Reels.
Damn, I don't know. Daylight savings.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast, dude.
Sure is.
This was so fun.
Guys, right in if the moon landing was real.
All right, gun to your head. Real or no?
Yeah, what do they have to lose saying that?
Well, they were in a space race with Russia. So they needed, on the morale shit, they needed to be like, we beat you, Russia.
Damn.
I know. Anyways, that's
a
podcast.
But now it'd be funny because they could like take a boomerang on Instagram.
Oh yeah,
I don't believe anything actually.
But dude, but that's another reason. It's like all the pictures were perfect. All this shit. I mean, there's so much.
Who's the photographer? What aperture do you use? Flash or no flash?
I have no idea. That's a pod. Well, actually, before I go, Jack, real or no?
Nick just can't. It can't be.
Good.
Elon would have done it in 1 second.
Good. Alex.
Yeah.
No, I don't think.
Oh, shit. Are we a conspiracy pod?
I think we've been.
Guys, look. JFK was shot by his own self. And Epstein is by his own self.
Oh.
And Epstein's still alive. This has been Conspiracy Socks. I'm your host, Michael Blaustein. This is the other host, Trevor Wallace. We are the other host. I can't do it. I think I'm out of keto. I'm out of ketosis.
Get him some bread.
Bread. That's it, guys. We love you so much. Till next motherfucking Wednesday. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Wallace on tour. That is it. We love you. I got a big old cock.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. BromFuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.